Welcome to Talking Up Eagle Mountain, where we discuss a variety of topics related to Eagle Mountain City Government, our services, programs, and goals. I'm Mayor Tom Westmoreland, and I'll be the host for this episode. So our guests today are from our library. We're going to be talking about our library, our programs and services. We have Michelle Graves, our library director. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you.
And we have Mandy Pace, our programming librarian. On our production team, we have Evan Barrett and Linda Peterson. So, Michelle, let's start with you. So, tell us a little bit about the background of our library. How long have we had the library, and any interesting tidbits you can give us about the history of the library?
Okay. The library was actually passed an ordinance in November of 1999, so we are going to celebrate 20 years this year. We began in a 12 by 12 room in Station 1, which was a little claustrophobic. You could get maybe a family in at a time.
How many books did you have in there?
in 2002, we had about 4,600 items.
Wow.
We became state certified in March of 2002, meaning that we were eligible for grants and other funding. We had a staff of two, 523 patrons, and again, the 4,600 items. As of this last fiscal year, we have 11 staff, almost 15,000 patrons, and over 100,000 items.
That's quite a bit of growth.
It's a lot of growth.
So, Michelle, tell us a little bit about the programs and services. So obviously, the city library is much more than books.
It is. We do audiobooks, DVDs, Blu-rays. We have digital content, meaning we have e-resources, e-books, digital audiobooks that you can download using various apps. We have languages online. We have classes online you can take. We have databases galore. It's not just for children. The library is for everybody.
I really appreciate the library. I love books, but with my schedule, I often can't take time to read them. So I rely on the ebooks a lot.
Right.
So that's a great service. And, you know, especially when we have tight schedules, maybe we're spending some time in the car driving. That's a perfect time to listen to those. And it's amazing how much material we can cover just in that drive time.
It is. I have the fortunate yet unfortunate luxury of living super close. So by the time I get in the car and get the car even sort of warm, I'm already at work. But we do have a lot of commuters that use the e-resources a lot, and they really appreciate it. We have two different databases for books. We have OverDrive and we have RB Digital. So there's a mass amount of items that you can select from.
Those resources are great. I just can't overemphasize my appreciation of a well-stocked library. It just fascinates me. I love good books, and I love to stay up to date and learn what people have written and digest all of that. So it's just a fascinating way to continue to learn, continue to grow, continue to expand our minds.
It is. I do love the part of the job. We get new books every month. It's like Christmas constantly in the library. We try to buy things that will appeal to a lot of different audiences. So when you come into the public library, you're getting things that you would personally enjoy, but you may find things on the shelf that may not be your perfect thing, but it's perfect for somebody else. So we like to be able to give something for everybody. We do take book requests. If people are looking for something that they think we should have, we ask them to fill out a form, and we try to see if that fits into our collection policy.
It's amazing how well that works. I know that we've done that before. I've requested a book brought in, and it happened so easily. I was really impressed.
Oh, good.
And maybe this is a good time to put in a little plug for our monthly newsletter, Mayor's Choice of Reading for the Month. Oftentimes, it's we try to cover both a little bit of entertainment and things that might be a little bit out of our normal circles, our everyday things beyond what we get to absorb every day, so we can continue to learn and take in other more context and be able to use that information. So hopefully our listeners will remember to check on those Mere Choice books on occasion. What else do we have? So did we cover most of the programs and services? I think there's more.
We actually are part of the North Utah County Library Co-op, meaning that with an Eagle Mountain Library card, our residents can also use the libraries at North Utah County at no extra fee. Lehigh Library, American Fork Library, Pleasant Grove Library, Highland, and Saratoga Springs are all on that list. We do, of course, want our residents to come to us first. We're not that far. We've got a great road system coming, so
working on it constantly.
But that's been a very nice thing for people who maybe we don't have something on the shelf, but another library does. We can refer them to that library, and they don't get a charge. We've also gone fine-free. We're the only library in the cooperation that is a fine-free library, which is a huge help. That gives you a little extra window to get your items back without that pressure of, I'm going to owe. We do have outdoor equipment that we lend, dodgeball, or kickball, pickleball rackets, balls, tennis, you name it. We're getting a lot of items there that you can come borrow from the library and check out and go to our local parks with.
Great. So someone could drop into the library, pick up some tennis rackets, tennis balls, run over to Quarry Ride Park, play for an hour, bring them back, with no stress.
Right. Programming is not included as in the co-op. So if you want story time, you'll want to come to Eagle Mountain. We have a lot of programming going on, which Mandy will chat about soon. But we do have a lot of things that people can come and borrow. We are currently in the process of writing a grant to get a trailer and some portable tents that we can take our library out to the community and stop in little pocket parks, go to the events, and hold story times, do events out in Eagle Mountain.
How fun. Yeah, it's certainly nice when the weather is really pleasant. Yeah, it's nice to take it outside, and certainly is a reminder to people what is available with our library.
Right.
All right, so tell us about where do we go from here? What are the future plans of library? We've already got a significant library, but as our city grows, I imagine our library grows too.
It does. We run out of space. We're looking now to see if we maybe can add a meeting room or two in the current space that we have. We do get a lot of requests for that. I would love to see in the future, hopefully not too far in the future, but see a library community center kind of mix.
A combination.
I think it would be a good way to put those two things together and give the residents something that would be beneficial in a lot of different ways.
Sure.
We are just trying to see if we can rearrange some things to make some more seating areas where people can come in and sit down and relax, spend some more time. And we're looking to improve our programming so that we have a lot more resources and things available for the children as they start getting older as well, and adults.
Now, Michelle, you mentioned taking some of those library services out to our parks and things. So when that happens, is that like a mobile library? Can people check out books at that time?
Right now, we're kind of going to be taking programming out. What I'd love to be able to do is maybe have specific dates where we go, where people maybe can put things on hold and we can bring them to them at the park, which might be a really great way. You know, we'd like to get out into the Silver Lake area or over into Meadow Ranch or go all over our community. So maybe those families that don't have a second car still feel like they're included and have access to our services.
That's great. I hope our residents both take advantage of that and really appreciate that. That sounds like a great service.
We're hoping it goes well.
All right, Mandy, thanks for joining us, Mandy Pace.
Yes, thank you.
And now, what is a programming librarian?
The programming librarian does the children's programs. And so we do the story time, and we do some other things with nonprofit groups where the children come in to a music and movement class. We also work with the USU Extension doing some food sense type classes. And then I'm going to be working on some things for kids ages 8 to 14 as well, trying to work on some older kid things.
What can you give us any examples of what things you might be doing with the older kids?
Yes, we're going to be starting up a science, technology, engineering, arts, and math program. A lot of people know that as STEAM. And each month we're going to be doing a different aspect of that. So for November, we'll be starting with science, and we're going to do some magnet type resources with that. That's introducing how magnets work. And then we've got some really fun activities that the kids can do with the magnets.
So, so Mandy, the STEAM program, that sounds a lot like school. But is that what it is? Is it like a high school classroom?
Oh no, it's going to be much more fun than that. We'll learn how things work, but it's also going to be a lot of hands-on activities. Very fun for the kids to come and do after school, but they'll learn at the same time.
Okay, so it's a very hands-on type
yes.
of program. Maybe some of the indoors, some of the outdoors. All right. Well, that sounds great. That sounds
very
interesting.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I hope the patrons will come out to that.
In these programs, you mentioned some of the older teenagers that you've targeted, and then also some of the younger ones. But can we break that down a little bit more, maybe give some more examples of the different age groups? We have a lot of families in Eagle Mountain. They have a lot of different age group kids, and
right.
It sounds to me like you're doing the best you can to cover as many of those ages as possible. Can we delve into that a little bit?
You bet. Yes. Yeah. So for the kids that are younger, we've got the music and movement class that I was talking about. That's for kids ages 0 to 5. And that's a lot of playing with instruments, singing and dancing type stuff. Kids really love that. It's one of our most popular programs. Another thing that we have for the younger ages, age 3 to 5 kids, usually we target for our story time program. And we tailor the story time programs to what the time of the year is. So for example, this month we've been doing monsters and aliens and Halloween type stuff for the month of October. And then in November, we're going to be doing some birthday party things for the library's birthday party and some Thanksgiving things. So we love to do the story time programs. The kids are so fun. They come out and dance, and we sing songs and do some sign language and all about the books. They love the books.
Great. I had a question there, and now I've forgotten it. Let's come back to that. Michelle, can you tell just to give our residents and library users a little insight on how the library functions? Walk us through. What should we do? Let's say, I check out books for my kids, and we love them, we use them, but now I found, there's crayon marks, a page got torn, something like that. What should I do?
Well, you should bring them back. Please don't tape them at home. If a book's ripped, we would really prefer you not use your Scotch tape at home. We have book tape specifically for books. Any damage, we would love if the patron can just point it out to us and let us know. We expect a certain amount of normal wear and tear. We understand sometimes little kids will get a hold of a crayon. We have things that we can do. If it's extensive, it's a possibility we may need to have a replacement purchased. But we are really easy to work with, and we're not scary at all. So we would really encourage people to come in and just ask what we could
do. So if I forgot to bring a book back, and then I realize it, then just give you a call, or what should I do?
We renew items. We also, when you do check out, if you have an email address on file, the system will automatically send you an email a couple of days ahead of the due date. If you really don't think you're going to get there, you can reply to the email, you can make a phone call, or you can go online and renew your items yourself. Again, with us being fine free, there's a little less pressure to be right on that exact date unless someone's waiting for the book. Sometimes there's somebody waiting, and so we don't want you to take your sweet time finishing your book, but we would like you to, you know, if you've got a chapter or two left, finish and bring it as quickly as you can.
Great. Okay, Mandy, I've remembered my question now. Let's come back to you.
Okay.
So, okay, you mentioned these programs that are available.
Yes.
So how do we find out about the availability and those schedules when they come up?
There's two ways that you can find out. You can either go online to the Eagle Mountain City website, and we've got a calendar on there that has all of the programs listed. And the other way is we've got a printed calendar in the library. So if you come into the library, we'll have that calendar at the front desk. You can take that home with you and see what is happening and what time.
Great. Yeah, those are appreciated services, and I hope those continue to grow as our residents take advantage of them. So what else do we need to know about the library? I'm actually curious maybe what your favorite books at the moment. Any top of mind books that you might recommend? So I know you were concerned I was going to spring a question on you. I guess this is the question.
That's probably the hardest question to ask somebody who works in the library, because I don't know that there's a favorite book.
Yeah, I mean, just current. Or you know, maybe just yeah.
A current.
Yeah,
book.
I won't make you pick your most favorite, but just something that you know is maybe top of mind at the moment.
I enjoy psychological fiction. I like things that are a little twisty-turny, and I want to be surprised.
Ah.
So there's a few books like that. One of the books I have recently read that I really enjoyed is called Vox, and it's a little bit Handmaid's Tale-esque, but it's a very interesting book. I have it on my recommend shelf in the library, so if anybody's curious, they can come in the library and take a peek at it.
Great. I always find that so interesting. I like to hear what people have been reading and what they've been thinking about, because it really does stimulate our thought. Mandy, how about you?
I'm reading an amazing book right now by Diane Setterfield, and it's called Once Upon a River. It's kind of a twisty-turny plot mystery about a girl that comes back alive after drowning in a river. And there are three families who have recently lost a child by drowning in the river. And so they're trying to figure out in this book who this girl belongs to. It's very interesting. I love the way that she writes.
Right. So if someone wants to volunteer, are there volunteer opportunities with the library?
There are. We actually would love to see if we can get more adult volunteers that may want to come and help us do additional programming, maybe even in the evenings or on the weekends. We are looking for people that maybe are a little more tech-minded, or some people that would like to do something in the evening, story time-like, or family reading, things like that. We have applications in the library, and I believe we have an application online for volunteer. And then we would have them fill that out, and then we kind of do a mini interview to kind of see what their interests are and what might fit into what we're looking to have done.
Great. Our programs, did we cover everything with the programs? Is there more that we can talk about there?
Yeah, actually, we're going to be starting up for the older kids. A lot of times kids are supposed to read for 20 minutes when they come home from school. Some kids may not feel comfortable doing that. They don't love reading. So we thought we'd start a group for the Battle of the Books, where kids can come to the library and listen to us read out of one of those books for 20 minutes, and then we'll have a short discussion afterward to kind of help, so that will count as their 20 minutes of reading after school, as well as getting them into those books.
That is really helpful, because I know oftentimes our younger kids, sometimes reading isn't the first thing they want to do.
Exactly.
It's a little bit like work for them as they're trying to gain an appreciation for books and for reading. So certainly, yeah, I want to really endorse what the program you just talked about, because that's the next best thing we can do is read to our kids, or have someone read to them, to help them develop that taste, that appreciation, that experience of reading without all the work that they associate with it.
Exactly.
And I know with my kids too, it was a little bit of trial and error. We just kept bringing books back, and we found that at some point, something sort of a light bulb goes on, and they realize, oh, I like this book. I like this story. I want more. And so then all of a sudden, they become just these, voracious, is that the right word?
It
voracious
is.
Readers.
Yes.
Yeah, just they can't get enough. In fact, my 12-year-old son that's about where he is right now with some of the fantasy books, the more boy oriented ones. He just eats those up, and it's kind of fun. It's just a new experience when we have to tell him, no, put the book away, go to bed. Yeah. So
I like to tell parents that when they come in to choose a book for their kids for school, to let their kids pick whatever they want to read outside of that. It doesn't matter if it's their grade level, under it, way above it. If they choose it, let them take it.
Yeah,
that's
how
they're going to get to enjoy books, if they don't feel like they're being stifled all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Just start wherever they are, and it's all about finding their interest,
right?
Really.
Because everybody's a reader. Some just haven't found the right book.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they find something they're interested in, they're going to want to read more.
Yeah. Then it's not work. It's mind expanding entertainment. And then as they develop those reading skills because of things they're interested in, then it's real easy to move on to other types of materials, and they're prepared for it.
Right.
So what was, Linda gave us a note here, and I kind of missed it. What was it, Linda?
I was just curious why you love working at the library.
Oh, I have always loved books. My mother said I started reading at about age 3 on my own. It's fun to connect people with something, to watch someone come in and not really know what they want, or see a kid go, I don't like to read.
Yeah.
And you give them just the right thing. I give them 2 or 3 things and say, you know what, if you start it and you hate it, you close it and open the next one. And to have them come back and keep asking for more, I think that's the best thing in the world.
Sure. Yeah, that's great.
That's what I love. And I love seeing all the people. It's fun to have that. We have people that come in on a regular basis. We know who they are when we buy books. We know exactly who we want to call and say, hey, we just got that new James Patterson or new John Grisham. We want to come and get it. It's on the shelf for you. And I think that we've made some really good friends. So it's been a good job.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I might add to that is to really emphasize how welcoming our library is. I really think the hardest thing about our library is remembering to whisper.
That's the truth. We have Yakker trackers in the library. You may have seen, if you've not been in there, they're stoplights, and they are green when we're talking the way we should, and they turn yellow when we get loud. And staff has been told to be quiet by these machines because
yes.
we get excited. So
yeah, that's natural, and so I think that's a good problem to have. So tell us about. Okay, where's our, maybe not everyone knows where the library is and what the hours are. What can you tell us?
The library is located in the city office building in City Center, 1650 East Stagecoach Run. Our hours, we're here Monday through Thursday from 10 to 7 p.m., Friday from 10 to 6 p.m., and Saturday from 9 to 5.
Michelle and Mandy, I really appreciate you being here and talking to us about the library. I hope our listeners take away from this how willing our library people are to serve, and really what a easy, relaxed place and group it is to work with. And so regardless of our needs or wherever we are, I realize we might have, you know, a bunch of noisy kids. I think we would say bring them anyway, right?
We would.
Definitely.
We would.
We'll get them reading stories.
Great. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us today. I want to thank our listeners for following our Talking Up Eagle Mountain podcasts. And please let us know if there's a topic that you would like us to cover, and we will put it on our list and get the appropriate people in here. So please keep listening and share the podcast with your friends. And thank you for joining us, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Hello, Evan here. If you would like to suggest a topic for a future episode of the podcast, you can send an email to info@emcity.org or send a text message to 801-358-1175. That's 801-358-1175.